The situation in Ferguson, Missouri remains tense with residents pouring out into the streets following the lifting of a curfew. U.S. police and National Guard confronted protesters. They fired stun grenades and tear gas to disperse the crowd. At least two people were injured and dozens arrested. United Nations top Middle East official says the Gaza Strip needs unprecedented reconstruction following the Israeli onslaught. Robert Seri has stated that Israel must end the blockade on imports into Gaza because it needs large quantities of building materials for the reconstruction program. The Afghan president has called on the two men competing for the country's presidency, Abdullah Abdullah and Ashraf Ghani, to end their row over election results. Hamid Karzai says Afghanistan is suffering from ongoing violence and economic decline due to the dispute. And U.S. forces killed two teenagers in Afghanistan's western Herat province. The children were sifting through garbage outside Shindan District's military airport when they came under fire. Elsewhere in the eastern Kunar province, two people were killed in a U.S.-led drone strike. The UN Health Agency says the Ebola virus has killed 84 people in just 3 days, bringing the total number of deaths to 1,229. The number of confirmed infections also jumped by 113 over 3 days, bringing the total number to 2,240. At least one Kurdish protester has been killed and two others injured in clashes with Turkish security forces in the southeastern province of Diyarbakir. The protesters gathered at a cemetery in the town of Liche to prevent Turkish forces from demolishing the statue of one of the founders of the Kurdistan Workers' Party. And Moscow is preparing for additional retaliatory measures in case the West imposes new sanctions against Russia over the crisis in Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin's spokesman Dmitry Peskov says that various options are being considered. He said the scope of further sanctions would depend on the type of action by Western countries.